Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Most cultures have some form of a demon, and they are as varied as the cultures that produce them. The Tengu is a demonic creature of Japanese mythology, known for a mix of human and avian features, long noses or beaks, and red faces. These trickster demons often appear in Japanese folklore and are an icon of the mythology. Friend of the show, Laura Schmidt, is here today to share with us a story about an old woman and a Tengu. Here's Laura.
Hi, this is Laura Schmidt. The story I'm going to tell you today is one of my favorites because every story that I tell at the time I tell it is one of my favorites. This is a Japanese story called The Old Woman and the Tengu, in honor of all the old women out there. And it goes like this. Once very long ago in a very small village in Japan, there lived an old woman. Now, when she was young, she had had very little. But now that she was old, she had to rely on the kindness of strangers and that most uncommon of commodities, common sense. Now, one night, during a huge storm, the old woman was kneeling in her tiny house. And suddenly, over the sound of the storm, she heard a scratching at her door. Well, slowly she rose to her feet. And as she shuffled towards the door, why, the scratching became a knocking and then a pounding that threatened to bring down her entire tiny house. And so it was with great trepidation that the woman slid open her door. And sure enough, there stood a huge Tengu, a demon, all snarl and hiss and long nails, with his huge wings unfurled behind his back. Now, the woman dropped to her knees, and the Tengu furled his wings against his back and came striding into her little house. Now, the old woman watched him out of the corner of her eye as he opened cupboards and he lifted pot lids. And finally, he dropped to his knees at her table and said, "Old woman, I need food." Now, the old woman had been trying to think what in the world she could do. How does one stop a demon once he has decided to visit your house? Well, she rose slowly to her feet, and she got her biggest bowl, and she filled it with the stew that was bubbling there on her fire in the middle of her tiny little room. And she placed it in front of the Tengu. She stepped back, and she placed her hands into the sleeves of her kimono. Well, she watched as that Tengu slurped down the stew. And then when he was finished, he leaned back and said, "Old woman, you're afraid of me, aren't you?" And the old woman gathered up all of her courage and said, "Afraid of you? Why should I be afraid of you?" Well, the Tengu had never had anyone say this to him before, and he looked her up and down and said, "You are a strange old woman." And with that, he leaned back and began to close his eyes, and at that moment, the old woman thought of a plan. And she said, "Tengu, I will tell you what I am afraid of if you will tell me what you are afraid of." Well, he looked her up and down and said, "I am afraid of nothing." And the old woman said, "Well, I am afraid of gold coins." He said, "No, no mortal in the world is afraid of gold coins." She said, "But I am. If I had gold coins, why people would come to me for help. And how would I know who really needed my help? And what if someone came in and robbed me and took not just the gold coins, but my rice cooker as well? What would I do?" He said, "You are a strange old woman. What else are you afraid of?" She said, "Well, I am afraid of dongo." He said, "You are afraid of sweet rice cakes?" She said, "I am. If I have sweet rice cakes, I never know when to stop eating, and I eat and I eat and I become so sick, and so I am afraid of dongo." And the Tengu shook his head, for he had never met a mortal like this one. And finally, the old woman took her chance and said, "And so, Tengu, are you really afraid of nothing?" Well, because the old woman looked harmless, and because his belly was full, the Tengu simply said, "Well, there is one thing. I'm afraid of bramble bushes. I get my wings caught on the thorns, and I'm afraid of bramble bushes." And the old woman nodded to herself. And with that, the Tengu curled up around the fire and slept through the night. And the old woman, she stayed awake, and she planned. And the next morning, before the dawn, that Tengu rose to his feet and said, "Thank you for your hospitality, old woman. I will be back with the next storm." And with that, he slid open her front door, unfurled his wings, and flew away. And the old woman? She put on her best padded coat and a pack on her back, and she took herself into the forest, and for days she went back and forth, and every time she left the forest, that pack was full of bramble bush branches. And when she had enough, she began to cover the walls of her tiny house all the way up to the roof, and she covered the flat roof all the way to the smoke hole, and left that open, went down to her tiny house, and waited for the next storm. And when it came, the wind was howling and the tiny house was shaking. And she heard the sound that she had hoped to hear. She heard the sound of the demon's feet clicking onto her roof. And then she closed her eyes, she said a quiet prayer, and heard an even better sound. She heard that demon go, "Ow, ouch, oh, ouch, oh, ow. Old woman, these are bramble bush branches. What have you done? Oh, I will teach you to try to fool a Tengu." And with that, the old woman took her very biggest pot and placed it underneath the smoke hole and closed her eyes, and then she heard it. The clink, 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 clink of gold coins as they came pouring down through the smoke hole. "There, old woman, that will teach you." "Oh, but I'm not through." And with that, the old woman pushed the largest pot away and put her second largest pot under the smoke hole. And then she closed her eyes and heard plop, 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 as sweet rice cakes poured down through that smoke hole. And she said, "Oh no, Tengu, I am afraid of sweet rice cakes." He said, "Old woman, that will teach you to mess with a Tengu." And with that, she heard him rip his wings out of the bramble bushes, and she heard his wings beating against the sky. The old woman? The old woman, from that moment on, was never visited by a demon again. But she had more than enough gold to take care of herself and the rest of her village. And she had rice cakes to last the rest of her life. And that is the way that story goes.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Laura Schmidt, for sharing her story. Laura is a professional storyteller and teaches kids to be storytellers. You can find more information on her page for nowplayingutah.com or reach out to her directly via email at storyweave@earthlink.net. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.